space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Better act as shit.
Never mind that.
Why, that's me! Look at me! I'm an old man!
Hey, I'm Dr. Emmett Brown. I'm standing here on the parking lot at...
Thank God I still got my hair! And what on earth is this thing I'm wearing?
Wow, this is a radiation suit.
Radiation suit? Of course. Because of all the fallout from the atomic wars. This is truly amazing. A portable television studio. No wonder your president has to be an actor. He's got to look good on television.
Whoa, this is it. This is the part coming up, Doc.
No. This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
What did I just say?
The flux capacitor stores... This sucker's electrical. But I need a nuclear reaction to generate the 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
1.21 gigawatts! 1.21 gigawatts! Great Scott! What the hell is a gigawatt? How could I have been so careless? 1.21 gigawatts! Tom, how am I going to generate that kind of power? It can't be done, can it?
Look, all we need is a little plutonium.
Oh, I'm sure that in 1985, plutonium is available in every corner drugstore, but in 1955, it's a little hard to come by. Marty, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're stuck here.
Whoa, Doc, stuck here? I can't be stuck here. I got a wife in 1985. I got a girl.
Is she pretty?
She's beautiful. She's crazy about me. Look at this. Look what you wrote here, Doc. I mean... That says it all. Doc, my only hope.
Marty, I'm sorry, but the only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
What did you say?
A bolt of lightning. Unfortunately, you never know when or where it's ever going to strike.
We do now.
This is it. This is the answer. It says here that a bolt of lightning is going to strike the clock tower precisely 10:04 p.m. next Saturday night. If we could somehow harness this lightning, channel it into the flux capacitor, it just might work. Next Saturday night, we're sending you back to the future.
Thank you. Operator, give me the number for 911.
Thank you. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, blast off!
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Everybody, it's Old Shaziz here. I'm out here in my mad science laboratory. I got my buddy Cultus with me. Hey, how you doing there, brother?
Oh, I'm pretty good, mate. Yourself? How are you doing this week?
Oh, pretty good. We got a like busy schedules coming up here, don't we?
Oh, yeah, mate. Yeah, we're very, very busy boys and girls at the moment. We've got a lot of things going on. We've got the pop bait competition going on, which has already started and finishes on the 15th of March. With some awesome prizes involved there. We've got 1.5 bitcoins to give away, which is current value about $850 each, and a bunch of other prizes. We've got some tools there, some of those ratchet-type ring spanners. They weren't cheap at all, and got some Leatherman pocket pliers, those little fold-up like pocket pliers. And I hear you've got a special prize tucked away there that no one's found out about what it is except for me so far, and I'm a little bit jealous of the winner already.
Well, somebody better get in entered in and win it.
Well, this is it. Literally the only person who's having a go at the moment is Muddy. So he's been keeping me up to date on his builds and everything else, and I haven't been contacted by one single other person regarding it. So,
well, I got a scaled up version that I'm working on. Of course, you know I set fire to that one here recently.
Yeah,
that was a blazing inferno. You should have seen it. I wish they would have got it on film.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. Either way, it's pretty neat. So hopefully that'll work out good. Plus, yep. You know, we got virtual labs online and getting ready to start doing some virtual lab sessions. What do you think about that process?
Oh yeah, mate, that's been a long-awaited dream of ours that's coming to fruition very quickly now. What are we about 6 months into that now? It's been a bit of a hectic process to find a web developer and everything else, but thanks to Mark Dancy introducing us to Ken, we've got this website well underway. It's actually live at the moment at virtuallabs.us, and it is accessible to the public, but at the present moment it is still in development. It's just up there so that everyone can see exactly how it's going to go together. I'm going to have a bit of a wander through there and see what it's all about. There's also the vetting portal is part of Virtual Labs, which is it's definitely my favourite part. And the vetting portal of Virtual Labs is going to be for people who have come out and said that they have a working free energy device. Well, they can come forward to us, being that Mark Dancy and a few other guys are very experienced in picking out fraudsters in this field. Their ultimate goal is the people will be able to come in, show us the device. We'll have them strip it down on camera in front of us, make sure that there's no hidden bits and pieces, and you know, if all turns out good and their device is serious, or at least to this point looks serious on camera after we've had them dismantle it and remantle it in front of us and all the rest of it, you know, we'll head out and we'll go and firsthand go and view these devices and make them viral if necessary, if they are working, so that they are, you know, free to the public. You'll be able to put them together yourself. So, you know, this is a real huge step. Most of us are quite aware of the fact that when you go on YouTube and you look up free energy devices, you know, there's that many people out there claiming that they've got it all down pat, mate, but yet no one seems to be able to replicate it.
Yeah, and so those individuals that do that, they just make it hard for the guys that's out there really doing real research. And so for those viewers out there just listening, you want to give them a quick rundown on the what the whole Virtual Labs concept's all about?
Yeah, right. So for many years now, like yourself and myself included, and many, many others out there on YouTube and alternative energy forums, have been communicating through videos and the forums. And, you know, it's a very slow process to get the communication going. And, you know, you might post a video in a week and, you know, one, and someone may never come, so the person with the answer may never come across your video, you know, what you're trying to work out. You know, second of all, you know, as much information as we can put into text on a forum, sometimes things get misinterpreted or lost in translation. So in the Virtual Lab scenario, we will have a live viewing of us doing work. So say you and I want to work on a Tesla coil project together, we can both log into Virtual Labs in our little workshops, whack on our cameras, and we'll be able to share our work as we go along and be able to discuss it. You know, and I think this is a huge step towards advancing in the field of alternative energy, because for the first time we will be able to work in real time with each other rather than this slow, monotonous forum, YouTube videos, and where there's very, very little interaction going on, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize how much research and time actually goes into each project that we do because, you know, like you said, we got to skip around from this video to that video because they're not always basically, well, what's the word I'm looking for? Doggone it.
Good work. We both noticed at the same time.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, they're not all explained off very well. But if, like I said, like you was talking about, if we have real-time video live, we can communicate back and forth via the chats and stuff like that, and we can get things going. So, you know, it's really an awesome thing when you think about it because now there will be... There'll be the opportunity for like new researchers coming online that whenever they want to build something, they can actually talk to somebody and build it right alongside them, you know?
Exactly. There was a couple of weeks ago there where we trialed this scenario. There was good old Kent, myself, and Dame Shannon. We had on a three-way video chat, and between Kent and myself, We taught Dame Shannon how to build a home Apollo motor, very very simple construction motor. But at the same time, she had never built one. Didn't quite understand the concept. Thought it was a really really cool thing. She'd seen it on YouTube, and you know we just talked her through it. We spent about 3 hours while she bent and twisted that little bit of copper around, and just we were very patient people, as you know. The Knights of the Round Table are, and yeah, so it is a successful process, you know, so long as the people you know involved are patient, which we are. So you know, it's definitely a happening thing, I think.
Well, and one of the other things that I like the most about this whole process is the fact that, you know, I got resources in my lab, and you may need something out of my lab. For those who haven't seen it, there is a video on the on the Virtual Labs link here on shazoozradio.com that you can click on and watch, and it'll give you a better explanation of what it is that we're talking about and essentially what a virtual lab would be kind of like. But, you know, with that said, you know, we can help each other out with resources and ideas. I put a link inside the chat room here a while ago about some crystals, and they were showing at this university how they could explode crystals and get them to jump around just by using UV light. Now, see, that's something that would be an awesome virtual lab there to, you know, get together and, you know, check out those anomalies. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's exactly the point of virtual labs. You know, we'll be able to sit down and basically draw in someone of expertise on a particular project, and we'll be able to sit down and just plodge through this until we get it sorted and get it organized, aren't we? You know, this is.
And we've sent out the invitations to a lot of the researchers out there, like Russ from RWG Research. I love his work. He's always everything he builds looks good, you know.
Yep.
He does some incredible work. He's pretty meticulous in his explanation of how he does things. And our friend Muddy Mudman, he makes them actual flux wind turbines, and he does videos where he's really meticulous in doing it, you know. But, you know, with virtual labs, we can set up little labs where we can actually take people step by step through how to build something and so on and so forth. And so, like you said earlier, you know, this is a great advancement in alternative energy research because, you know, we get to cut out the knuckleheads and just get the good information out there to folks.
Exactly, and quite honestly, I'm more excited, and I'm more excited about the vetting portal than I am the virtual labs, purely based on one thing, and that is, for so long now, we have been busting our guts trying to rise above all the fraudsters that are out there, and now we're going to definitely draw a dirty, great big line through the sand. This is not even a line, actually. This is going to be a crater through the sand, where we are going to be on one side, in the light, saying, hey, come over here, show us what you got, and when they don't, like, they've got no reason not to, you know? At the end of the day, We want to give alternative, free energy to the world. Yeah. We don't want to keep it. We don't want to profit from it.
And
if they're in it for the right reasons, then they have got no problem. Well, they should not have any problem with coming over to the vetting portal and showing us what they have. If they do, then that puts them into question.
Yeah.
Because the people we have involved are not people who are going to turn around and say, well, the second law of thermodynamics said we believe that there is anomalies.
Yep.
You know, that there is things out there that cannot be explained. You know, and that's where Nikola Tesla had the Wardenclyffe Tower, and he was able to bounce electricity completely around the globe without losing any of the energy, whilst being able to use it at certain points as well. You know, no one's been able to replicate that since, and we know why. There's a bit of suppression involved there with the government and whatnot. They don't, you know, I mean, the powers that be, they don't want, you know, us to stop using oil and gas and the things that they can turn around and say, well, there's only a limited supply, so you got to pay through the backside to get it.
Well, and call it a conspiracy if you like, but there is something that a lot of these alternative energy researchers out there have in common, and that's that there's always somebody on their videos trying to discredit them or, you know, whatever. You know, and then you got the guys out there who are intentionally putting batteries in motors and trying to claim free energy, but they're doing it as a joke. Well, personally, I don't find it very amusing whenever I wasted my time, maybe 15 minutes, watching this guy video and trying to figure out what's going on and asking questions, you know. And it's just a total waste of time altogether.
Yeah, totally, mate. We've all been down that path, haven't we, where, you know, we've seen something on YouTube, especially in the beginning of this, when we were young-minded in the free energy community, you know, we saw these awesome-looking things on YouTube, and we raced out, and we tried to build them, and we're like, why can't I get it to work?
Yeah.
And we question it, and it's thrown back at us as if, you know, oh, well, you obviously didn't build it right, you know, and you look at someone like Lifehack, you know, Lifehack 2000, and I can't remember, but anyway, Lifehack, if you Google search Lifehack free energy, it'll pop up his videos. And he's got this one there where it's just a solid coil of wire, and he connects up a light to it, and with a neodymium magnet strapped to the coil there, and the light lights up. Now, to the average Joe looking at that, they accept it and think, "Wow, that's pretty cool." You and I look at that and say, "Yeah, the piece of wire is being used as a bridge, as like a switch." You know, you can't get energy out of a direct short.
Yeah, and some of the characters have been hiding, like, batteries up inside a light bulb and stuff like that, so...
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've done a couple of fraudster assassination videos there on my YouTube channel, Ed Desert Experimenter, but, you know, and if you got sensitive ears, you probably might not want to watch my videos, but I tend to have a bit of a...
Yeah, you get a little lively.
Bit of a potty mouth, one might say, but that's just me. I'm very very emotional about what I do. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I've got a lot of faith in what I do and the people who I work with. And when I see someone out there who's you know, basically taking the Mickey out of us and trying to just get their Google AdSense check a little bit fatter by creating these fake devices and saying, you know,
Well, and you just hit on a key, too, because you'll go see some of these videos, and they got thousands of views or millions of views, you know, and it's like, dude, how are they doing that? Because mine's been up there for like a year or something, and it's only in a couple hundred views, you know?
Yep. The most views I have on any of my videos are my fraudster assassination videos, where people have found them and actually linked them into the comments of the video that they're referring to. So other people come across them quite easily. But other than that, my generalized experimentational videos, you know, they range from 50 to 300 views. You know, and I'm doing serious work. You're doing serious work. And here's this bugger over here who's lying through his teeth, and he's getting, you know, 350,000 views or a million views. It's ridiculous, you know.
Yeah.
So this is where we need to put an end to this. you know, because you've got 300,000 views on that video, so, approximately 300,000 people have watched that video. Only 300 people have watched ours, and we're doing the serious work.
Yeah, and it's...
You know, so there's a majority of people out there walking away going, oh, what a load of...
Well, yeah, that's the thing, you know, and everyone's suspect. And so with virtual labs, that puts it all right out there live in your face, you know, no way to hide wires. Because if somebody asks me, hey, can you pick that up and turn it around or move the camera? I can do that for them live because I got nothing to hide, you know.
Exactly. And that's going to be the major benefit to this is that for the first time in forever... Not even just a short amount of time, in forever, we are going to be able to put it into perspective for people. Here we are doing the work, we are doing the serious work, here is what we're doing. You are more than welcome to come along and use the public viewing table and see exactly what is going on in our lab as we do it.
And truthfully, I would like to see some of the failed ones come in because of what you talked about earlier about, you know, with every... alternative energy device, the reason why it sounds plausible to a lot of folks is because there is some sort of anomaly going on there. But
exactly,
even the failed ones, I would like to see some of them there because the failed ones could possibly be troubleshooted to the extent where we can actually make them work, you know?
Yep. There is most certainly that.
There's something going on. There's an anomaly going on in every one of them, like the little video that I sent in there about the crystal. Did you get the opportunity to watch that?
I did. That was fairly interesting, actually.
Yeah, and this was supposedly just with UV light alone causing these crystals to jump around, and, that tells me that there's some sort of energy going on there, but, you know,
There's an atomic excitation going on there where the atoms of the crystals try to rearrange to the UV light. I would have actually liked a little bit more description on that video. Maybe the uploader could have, you know, put in a bit of a verbal description or at least a little bit more of a textual description. But
I would like to known as what type of crystal. Was it a piezoelectric,
exactly, yeah,
a quartz, or, you know, that makes a difference, you know. But
certainly.
Either way, there's still something worth looking into if that turns out to not be a fraudster video, which I don't think it is on this particular one because it actually was being done some research in a university. But, you know, one will never know until we actually get to do a little trying of ourselves or whatever, you know.
Exactly, and that's where virtual labs is going to come in beautiful because, you know, one bloke's going to turn around and say, I'd really like to give this a go. And someone's going to turn around and say, well, actually, I've got this material sitting in my garage. Would that help you? You know, this is something we've discussed as well, is having a materials bank.
Yeah.
A very, very important part of it, you know.
Also,
we see you doing really good work and you're only held back by this one little part, well, we're going to kick in. We're going to help, you know. This is what it's all about, sharing the knowledge, sharing resources, and, you know, sharing workspace, you know. Even if you're on the other side of the world, you just flick on your camera, log into the virtual lab, and you're virtually in the lab together, hence virtual labs, you know.
Also, for those out there listening in who might want to support, you know, virtual labs and Shazizz Radio, not asking for any donations or anything like that, but I do have some eBay links, one on the Knights of the Roundtable chat page there down at the bottom above the Animals Asia deal, and there's one in the virtual labs, and if you're going to be shopping on eBay anyway, you know, you could support us by clicking on those links before you go to eBay. It's like an affiliate program that, you know, throw a couple pennies in the bucket so we can keep everything rolling.
Yeah, and just on that note, if people want to, they can just right-click on that link and go down to copy link, and they can actually paste that into a shortcut on their Google Chrome or their Firefox, whatever, and make that their eBay link, so that just naturally when they go to eBay, they use our link, and know, just it, every little bit helps. We're doing all of this, like Ken, our web developer, he has done every single portion of this website without any form of payment. We'd really like to give him some money. He's got a little 9-month-old baby at home. He's trying to feed it, you know, and trying to keep his wife happy and all the rest of it. So, you know, we'd really like to be able to give him a few dollars for his efforts there. We just don't really have a lot ourselves, you know. If you look at our videos, you know, Shaziz and I, we both dumpster dive for our parts.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the amount of microwave ovens I've torn apart in my lifetime, you know, as a small boy, I think I would have been in heaven.
You know, once again,
now as a big boy, I'm in heaven.
if you're going to be shopping eBay anyway, and you want to support Virtual Labs and Shaziz Radio, if you click on those links, it'd be well appreciated. And one other thing that will help out is to if there's researchers out there that are in need of parts or whatever, you know, we can order these parts and get them over to them so they can get their projects together and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, we got a lot of things in the works here, and I think we're on the right track with this.
Yeah, most certainly, mate. There's only a few small details to go with the Virtual Labs thing there. If anyone out there knows anything about Google APIs, probably try and get in touch with me. You can find me on Skype. I'm KULTUSNAGRAND, Cultus Negrand. The only one on Skype. Anyone out there who's good with Google APIs, we need some assistance. Just trying to implement some stuff with the we're using Google Hangouts incorporated with our website, just to keep costs down. We can't afford a giant server to process all the video feeds and all the rest of it, so we are doing the best we can. Ken, as good as he is, he's just having a little bit of difficulty with the Google APIs. So yeah, anyone out there who has any inclination of them, you might just have a small bit of knowledge about it, but you never know. You might just have that small bit of knowledge that he needs, or at least, you know, get into a discussion with him, and you might just be able to nut it out between you. You know, so
well,
anyone out there who can
help,
jump aboard.
You hit on that.
It would be much appreciated.
You hit on another key there too. With Virtual Labs, you don't necessarily have to be a researcher. You might be one heck of a carpenter or a machinist or something like that. And just by watching in a Virtual Labs, you'll know whether or not you could help somebody out. You know, if you could do a little machine work or whatever to get these devices up and running, then there's a whole lot of different ways by which you could, you know, be a partner in Virtual Labs and helping all the researchers speed up the process of, you know, my Mad Science channel says in the search for free energy. You know, I can put a lot of junk together, but... And I can actually get electricity out of it, but as far
sometimes
as to get
we need precision.
Yeah, sometimes it does take precision in order to beat some of those so-called laws of physics, you know.
Yep. We don't have expensive lathes and things like that. We do very well with the materials we have. We're very constructive, but you know, anyone out there, again, if anyone out there is, you know, I don't know, you might own a machine shop, or you might own an electronics store or something like that, get on board, come and try and give us a hand, you know. Every little tiny piece counts. You want to send me one resistor, go for it, you know.
Chuck it
in the bank there for someone who needs it.
That's another possibility to you for those out there who might have an electronic shop or, you know, use electrical parts or whatever, that, you know, we can help your business out by, you know, purchasing some parts from you or whatever, you know, or if you feel like donating some parts to a particular researcher. Either way, you know, everybody together is what it's all about. It's about bringing brilliant minds from all different nations together to, you know, just put up or shut up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly, mate. That's you know, what I've been saying with this vetting portal is that, you know, it is going to be a put up or shut up moment for those who have been out there, you know, basically scabbing off the rest of us and, you know, sort of piggybacking the free energy name. Because it gets some good hits on YouTube, you know, and it just sort of, you know, well, using them using their magician skills to hide the truth from us and basically show us a device that, well, is, you know.
Well, I'm a firm believer that there are so many things out there, so many possibilities, and maybe it won't just be one particular, like hydroelectrics or thermoelectrics or, whatever. Maybe it won't just be one particular thing, but maybe using all these things in conjunction with one another to build a system that is fully functional, that the average Joe can understand and build to get electricity, you know. I'm shooting for the moon whenever I'm going, because I'm going for the Holy Grail. I've got some really good futuristic ideas on electricity and stuff, and using hydrogen and different techniques, to get hydrogen. I'm shooting for the moon on this one.
Yeah, exactly, mate. Yeah, virtual labs to the moon, baby.
Yeah, because I'm on a mission. I've had it with the power companies. I want to stick it to the power company.
I've actually just received an email. Which is this? I sent an email off to an organization known as the Geek Group over in your side of the world, over in the US.
Cool.
And I just received an email back where people may or may not be familiar with. I know you are definitely familiar with Laser Saber's atmospheric motor.
Yep.
Now, some of our listeners will be aware, I'm actually travelling, I'm in Australia at the moment, I'm in the middle of the South Australian desert, that's where I'm living at the present moment, but I am heading over to the US in the coming weeks, and I am going to head over to the Geek Group, and I am going to use their, they've got a room full of 3D printers.
Cool.
And I'm going to print off several of these atmospheric motors. Now, I just got an email back from Moose, Liz, and she's let me know that it's going to cost me $10 for the day and for access to the facility, and $10 an hour, which will include the plastic for the plastic material for the building. So I'll crunch a few numbers later on. I'll contact Laser Saber, find out approximately how long it takes to print one off. Because that could be an issue, but we'll suss it all out, and hopefully we can get half a dozen of the plastic parts made up for these, or sets of these parts made up for the atmospheric motors, and we can basically make these up between us. You'll get one. I'm going to give one to Kent. I'll put one together myself. We'll probably throw one to Muddy as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to testing those.
Yeah, see, my deal is that if what he is showing us is fair dinkum, like you and I both know as well as anything else that we know in the world, that there is energy in the atmosphere, and the only reason why lightning bolts don't constantly hit the ground is because there is oxygen in the way, which is a dielectric, which stops the electricity from running through. But if you get up there into the atmosphere with a wire, I think I explained to you one other time that they do.
Well, Tesla has a radiant energy.
They muck around
circuit.
They muck around with drawing lightning from the atmosphere using rockets and really thin copper wire, and they launch these rockets up into the sky, and it can be a clear day. And they launch this rocket up into the sky with this copper wire trailing off it, and it gets up X amount of distance. And it breaks the dielectric strength of the oxygen because of this little copper wire. And boom, down comes the lightning straight out of the clear blue sky.
Yep.
So there is energy up there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what Laser Saber did was he hooked up his little copper wire there to like a remote-controlled helicopter deal. Right? So I think it was like a quadcopter. Right? And he's taken off. He set this thing straight up in the air, and he's got it hovering up there. While he's got it hovering up there, he puts a ground rod in the ground, and he basically connects his wire from the sky to one end of the motor, and his earth wire to the other end of the motor, and this motor starts to turn just off static energy. Now, if we rebuild these, and they do work the same as he showed us they do on the video, We intend to make these things viral. We want everyone to print one of these off and start messing around with them.
Well, yeah, and I've been saying forever and a day that I still believe that you can get work from volts alone. People yep. slurping down that you can't, but I believe you can, because I've seen a lot of different devices out there that are really made cheaply, you know, like the little pop bottle high voltage motors that they don't really have much torque to them or anything, but I've seen some things that tells me that you could actually expand on that.
Yeah, most certainly, mate. These atmospheric motors, you know, like, as I said, we understand that the concept is there, so I'm willing to invest a bit of time and a bit of energy and some money into printing a few of these off. I'll print one off to start with, and I will have the Geek Group give me a hand. So for first starters, these will get a lot of exposure through them. And second of all, if we can get it to work then and there on the day, we shall distribute them amongst the group and basically try to make these things viral on the internet. You know, we want these things to get out there. If it's fair dinkum, we are, and this is proof of what I was just saying before about virtual labs, that if you have something, we will make it viral. You know, I'm planning a trip over to the US. I'm going three quarters of the way across the country. We're starting in Indiana. We're going to drive up to the Geek Group, which is in Rapid Falls. And then we're coming back down. We're going to pop into your place, Shaziz. Come and annoy you. I believe Muddy's coming up to see you as well.
Cool.
So we'll drop you off a set. Muddy can take a set home. And then I'm heading over to Hawaii, where Kent is building a research facility for the both of us to, well, basically retire and continue our research. So Hawaii.
Well, see, there's a whole lot of potential for this year, and I'm excited all about it. If there's anybody out there that wants to call in, and I noticed we had somebody here talking about solar and wind power is where they'd like to start. We got some friends in the solar and wind power business, so we can point you in the right direction for that as well.
Most certainly, I believe. Muddy Mudman, he has a range of videos, and that's every word with a double D or a double N, Muddy Mudman. And he has about 100 and something videos? 200? No, more.
Yeah, he's got quite a few.
He has a ton of videos. And they're all walkthroughs of how to build your own wind turbines at home. Other than that, he also works very closely with Missouri Wind and Solar.
There's a link to Missouri Wind and Solar, I think, at the bottom of the chat room page, if I'm not mistaken. It might be on the phone.
No, I believe it is floating around on the website somewhere, mate. We've got so much content on this website. It's getting a bit crazy, actually.
Yeah, it's actually on the main page.
Yeah, okay, there you go. No worries. So, if you want to get involved in that, there's the... The two suggested options from Shaziz Radio is either... And also, Muddy is a very contactable bloke and a very approachable man. If you need any help, you just find him out there, either through his YouTube channel or even contact one of us. We'll put you in contact with Muddy. And, pick his brain.
Yeah, and keep in mind, you can always call in live. If just add Shaziz as a user on Skype or Cultus on there, and if you got some sort of questions or some project you're working on, who knows, we might have the missing piece of the puzzle. What do you think, Cultus?
No, that's exactly right, mate. We always encourage people to call up. You know, the most important thing is communication. When it comes to what we do, we all need to put our ideas forward. Even if you think your idea is stupid as heck, don't think that. Put your idea across. The only stupid ideas are the ones that are never voiced, because even though you might not have it down pat and have the right answer, you might make Shaziz think of something that he never ever thought of just by what you said, and he can run off with that then and go and try it.
Yeah, that's the key. If you took the time to notice some specific anomaly in something that you've done, then, you know, it's worth talking about because, like I said, in every one of these alternative energy devices, there's little anomalies. You know, when the laws of physics were written, it may have been like 9 out of 10 times I got a specific, result, but there was that one time. I'm not interested in the 9 times. I'm only interested in that one time that they got that anomaly that they couldn't explain.
Yep, that is the thing. You know, I mean, there was that one anomaly. If you can recreate that anomaly, and you can recreate it multiple times over, then we got it one. You know, I mean, it's a simple case of sometimes things are really hard. You know, and things are really hard in what we do because we're looking for the needle in the haystack.
Yeah, you know? Well, the Peltier element, it's a thermoelectric deal. But it was an anomaly that sparked off that thermal couple and thermal piles. That, you know, it was an anomaly that they were noticing that they were actually getting, you know, some electricity every time they heated something up. And so, with that said, now the Peltier elements are out there in all kinds of igloo coolers. One side gets hot, one side gets cold. So you can actually use that same cooler for dual purposes, to keep your food warm or to keep it cold. That's pretty incredible, and it runs off of 12 volts.
Yep.
So
with, I got a bunch of, sorry.
Oh no! So with that said, well, you know, we got a great opportunity here, and if anyone wants to join in, you know, you're welcome to at any time.
We welcome it all the time. Now, as I said, communication is a huge part of what we do. So, you know,
as far as the skeptics out there. If you're going to be skeptical on my video, at least build it and then come back and tell me why it is that it didn't function, and maybe I can tell you where you went wrong so that you can get it to work or whatever. Or, you know, same with cultists' work. You know, if you haven't built it, don't come on the YouTube channels and start trolling us out or nothing, because they got this nifty little button that's kind of gives you the boot there.
There's nothing wrong with the ignore button when you're getting trolled, mate. We work too hard to be pushed around, and you know, I mean, I've been sworn at, I've been spat at, I've, you know, had it all, mate. The same as you, you know, the drive by thumbs downs, you know, no explanation for it, you know, they just, you know, thumbs down for the sake of thumbs down, and you know, I mean, I'm probably deserving of a few of those with my frauds or assassination videos, but so be it. You know, I got a nice strong backbone, mate, and. What I do is extremely important, so I'm not backing down from it. That's just that.
Well,
simple.
See, now with virtual labs, and like you said earlier, it's a put up or shut up moment. Now, if they want to put their device out to the light, then it'll get tested, proved or disproved one way or another.
Yeah.
And so you know, with that said,
we will be keeping an eye out for people bringing out free energy devices, as they claim.
Yeah.
And we will be putting out personal invites. And when those personal invites go out, we'll make it public that personal invite went out.
Yep. There
if
you
that
go.
Person declines, well, we leave it up to the public to make their own mind up. The public will see what work we do and how we deal with these kinds of things. You know?
There is going to be a segment of the society out there that's basically going to want to try to patent and get rich off of their deals. You know, more power to them if that's the case. But
we all know how that ends, don't we?
Yeah. Ask Stan Myers.
I was about to say, just ask Stan Myers, because, didn't end well for that poor man. He and for those of you who don't know who Stan Myers was, he was the inventor of the water fuel car, or one of the inventors of the water fuel car. Many of them got paid out. My father-in-law can actually tell, or has told me, a story of back in New Zealand. There was a bloke who had basically for many years been mucking around with a hydrogen-powered car and fuel. An oil company rocked up there one time and just said, "Here's a check, go away." And he took a check and went away. And I remember as a very small boy, my father actually telling me a story. He grew up in a little town called Upway in Victoria in Australia. And there was a man who he remembers driving up and down the street every weekend working on a hydrogen-powered car. was offered $1 million by Mobil to bugger off. And back then, like, we're talking 50 years ago.
Yeah, $1 million is a lot of money.
$1 million was $1 billion. Like, he was paid huge amounts of money. Like, they're not mucking around. They're giving you two options. Take the money or take the bullet. And that's what they did with Stan Meyers, because he wouldn't take... He was a very, very religious man. He was very, very in-depth in the church. He wanted a better world for his children and his children's children's children. And he decided, no, I'm not taking the check. I'm going to show the world what this thing can do. And so they murdered him. It's that simple, you know? People can claim whatever they want about it. But at the end of the day, there was nothing mentally wrong with Stan Meyers, yet he went running, screaming out of a restaurant saying, they poisoned me, and died in the middle of the street.
Yep.
And never since has that water fuel car ever been seen.
And, you know...
I don't care what anyone wants to say on that subject. You know, it might be closed-minded of me, but the patent exists. The theory exists.
Well, everybody knows
that... The car's gone and the man's gone.
Everybody who's ever studied science knows that water is hydrogen and oxygen, and both will burn. So, you know, why people can't really believe that you could actually run your car on water is beyond me.
Exactly.
And Stan did it.
Mm-hmm. He did. And you never know, Shaziz. There might be a little bit of advancement in that in the coming months. I do urge people to keep an eye on virtual labs for that exact reason. I'm not going to let too much out of the bag, but I do believe... I know the person personally, and I've worked with them for many, many years. So there is an advancement coming in that field.
Well, I'm looking...
That's all I'm going to say at the present moment.
I'm looking forward to it.
We don't need another stand.
Because I'm doing a bit of research myself on there. I know that I've taken soda water and built me a torch using just soda water. Because it's basically got CO2 in it, so there's carbon in there that acts as the catalyst or whatever, you know, for to give the water more conductivity, and yep. So the stuff will burn.
Electrolyte.
With the you know, right electrolysis, it'll burn. And I'm going to be working on some methods by which I combine plasma and you know, high voltage and water together to pretty much do the same thing to try to get it on demand.
Save your biggies till June.
Cool. Well, anyway, you want to take a quick music break and...
I think my coffee pot's looking a little sad here, mate.
Yeah, mine too.
It's time to top her up.
So I'll throw on a couple tunes in and we'll be back in just a bit there. All right, peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn, and nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. 1,000 people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, children.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. We'll be right back.
trap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
Everybody, it's Old Shazizz here, out here at my Mad Science Laboratory. I got my buddy Cultus on the line. How you doing there, brother?
Awesome, mate. I'm just shooting Moose off an email back here to work out the finer details of getting these atmospheric motors put together when I have my little trip over there to the US. So we're getting that squared away, and yeah, that's going to be an absolutely fabulous project just on its own, I think.
Well, over the break, my brain's just a ticking away, man. I'm just, I was thinking back in time whenever, you know, there was folks out there that gave me a rash and said, you know, I never brought no solutions to the table, but all that time I kept pointing out all these different ways by which a person could tap into the energy that surrounds us, you know. I showed them hydroelectrics, thermoelectrics, earth batteries, plasma technology, and Tesla technology, and everything under the sun, put links out there. The information's there, man. It's been there all along, and a lot of the technologies that we're doing, these aren't like new discoveries. These are rediscovering old discoveries.
Exactly, mate. And on the note of what you just said there about not providing any solutions, which you know, that was a complete out and out fabrication in the first place by some people who were upset because we left a certain particular network. So be it. But here we are implementing virtual labs. Here we are doing these radio shows. We are doers. We don't sit around in our butts doing nothing. In fact, the people who said it are actually more inclined to be sitting on their butts doing nothing, just yammering away and talking and doing absolutely nothing, than what we are.
Yeah, so with that
and
said,
I know what your likes is. You tend to take things to heart quite a lot, mate. And you know, people need to realize, you know, that you don't just attack a person for no apparent reason. You know, you don't attack a group for no apparent reason. We work very hard. And we should get the respect for it, too.
There's a real need out there to find alternative energy, you know. Whether you're one of those folks out there who believe in the bogus global warming lie or whatever, you know, it's neither here nor there. If you're one of the green people who want clean energy so that we're not polluting our local environments, then, you know, then that's why you should be on the bandwagon with us. You should be on here trying to help us do the research and build these devices. I've heard the government talk about cutting down the carbon, you know, for years now. And what have they accomplished? They have more money than we got. They've got our money, as a matter of fact. And they haven't accomplished nothing, you know. Okay, so we see a few solar panels. We see a few windmills. We see all kinds of stuff. But guys like Stan Myers that, you know, perfectly healthy one minute and then die the next, you know, of a heart attack and, you know, it had the answer how to drive a car using water, you know, which is the most abundant on the planet. You know, it's just, to me, they don't want this stuff. They don't want it fixed. They don't want any solutions really out there on the table. They want the status quo, which keeps them in power. You know, I'm going to save you. How long have they been saving us, Cultus?
Well, this is the thing, mate, isn't it? Who are they really saving at the end of the day? And I'm pretty sure it isn't us, mate.
Well, you know, we've been at jeopardy for terrorist attacks. We've been at jeopardy for communism and wars and all kinds of crazy stuff going on and plagues and this. And the government's always going to save us. But it seems to me that every time the government even brings the subject up that they're going to save us from, nothing gets accomplished. With virtual labs, we're talking about taking that old whole pie off the table. We're going to make the doggone thing work, and we're going to, you know, put up or shut up. Either we're going to have a free energy device by 2014, or it isn't possible, because if we bring all these people to the table and all this knowledge together, and we can't put something together, then what's the point? You know what I mean?
I love the energy you put into that, but at the same time, we have been doing this for many years, yes.
Yeah.
And I would like to think we can get it done by 2014, but let's not seal our own fates just yet.
I'm just saying, at least we should be further advanced than what we are. All right.
Yeah.
We don't have to necessarily give up because, you know, we ain't made the right advancements, because we're up against the wall because we've had suppressed technology and it's hard to get resources and stuff like that. So it could take us a while. But at least we'll be on the right track. At least we'll have individuals working towards making this stuff happen.
Yep.
You know, I'm frustrated with the whole deal, because I believe that with the technology that we have access to, we should be so much further along than what we are. You know, we should be flying around in cars right now. You know?
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, Mattel still owes me a hoverboard.
Yeah, there you go. And I know it's possible. You know,
All
these things are physically possible. You go back in history and look at all the doggone old Buck Rogers and Star Trek and Battlestar Galactica, all them good science fiction movies, those things.
Yep.
You'll see technologies that were introduced back then that we're seeing now that we're actually using. I mean, for Pete's sake, look at your cell phone. It looks like the communicator off of Star Trek. And it does a lot of stuff. Has more processing power than the rocket that was supposed to go to the moon.
Yeah, that's kind of scary, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
You know, they make things so overly sophisticated today, in fact.
But, you know, and that's one of the problems that I see with the over-sophisticated is the fact that people get lazy and they don't use their brain. Like the calculator, it's the downfall of all mathematicians.
I cannot process mathematics in my head, Jesus. I was of the generation that was told at school, it's okay, pull your calculator out and do it.
Yeah.
But I can add 1 + 1, it's 3.
But, you know,
I know it's 2.
The
point being, I don't process maths in my head. And if you try to give me, you know, anything overly complicated, like, you know, a decent sized algebra sum, I haven't got a possible hope in Hades of being able to process that, you know.
And so with that said, this virtual labs thing could very well be a very important thing, you know, because it's actually, you know, when I talked about solutions, I was giving people solutions all the time because, you know, I was giving them the questions to ask. I was giving them the think outside the box mindset, so that, you know, if they got enough energy to come in there and think outside the box and tell me where it is that I'm wrong, then they got enough energy to think outside the box to find a solution. What do you think?
Yeah. That's exactly what we're doing, bud.
So, you know, bring these minds together. I would like to see 2014 be the put up or shut up year, but if it doesn't happen in 2014, doesn't mean we're going to walk away and give up, because the cause is worthy. You know, most of the wars in the world are fought over war, over oil.
Over energy.
You know? Energy.
Yeah. Over something to produce energy, which in most cases is oil. You're dead right. Like, you know, this is what fuels the world economy is war. War to go in and tyrannically take oil.
Yeah.
You know,
take somebody else's resources.
And other minerals as well, not just oil, you know. So,
you know, under the guise of public domain, stealing somebody's property that just so happens to have a gas deposit on it or something, you know.
Yep.
And so the average Joe, you know, you find uranium in your backyard, then suddenly you got some big corporation there mining your backyard. But what kind of benefits did you get?
just look at the way that they're moving into a few areas over there in the U.S. with the fracking.
Yeah,
people are telling them to frack off, but they're not listening.
They won't do it directly on your property, because they don't want to pay you. They'll just undermine your property. And then when you find that you got big sinkholes sucking your yard down, then you wonder why.
Yep. Yeah. And if anyone's wondering what Lodge is talking about there, it's basically you buy the property behind the person and you mine, in on an angle, which then seats you underneath their property.
Yeah.
And when it comes to oil and other reserves, it's the first person to tap a well who has the claim on it. So yeah.
So they could be directly under your house with $1 billion worth of oil, and you don't benefit. And then long term, whenever they finally drain that thing dry and your house falls in a huge sinkhole and everybody's like, oh, it must be the apocalypse. We got all these sinkholes popping up everywhere. Well, no, because all these individuals had done sucked all the hydraulics out from underneath the dirt from your house and your ground gave way.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right. They hollow out the earth underneath the house, and before you know it, the earth underneath you just collapses in, and so goes your house or your backyard or, you know.
Then you go to your trusty insurance company and say, hey, my house just sunk in a 30-foot sinkhole, and then they turn around and say, sorry, we can't help you. It was an act of God. Seriously?
Yep.
I want some act of God insurance.
Yep.
You know what I mean? If my house gets hit by lightning, I get paid.
But
don't find a way
nice
around it.
Yeah, that's it. They've got these insurance underwriters that we're going to, fathom a way that's in the contract that it doesn't cover you.
No. Matter of fact, EPA will probably get you for stealing electricity.
Yeah, hey.
Oh, man. That's why we call it mad science, cultists.
Yeah, mate. We're bad.
Yeah. But, in all the madness and laughter and stuff like that, the common sense should be there. And for the average Joe out there who's tired of paying a freaking electric bill, the technology's there. I mean, you can get off the grid. It just depends on your lifestyle, your luxury. If you're going to be running 9,000 kilowatts of electricity every month, then you're going to have to build one hefty old generator. And, so with that said, that's why we're doing this research into alternative methods by which to tap into the energy that is the Earth itself. Tesla did it. I mean, he literally showed you how to harness lightning.
Yeah, exactly. And as we were discussing before with the atmospheric motor, free energy is available. It just depends on, how we tune the system. I was actually discussing with Muddy Mudman about how we could fine tune this system. And for those of you who don't know Muddy, he's very, very big into radio communication, which is effectively a very big part of Tesla's work. And on that, he's already come up with a few ideas just straight off the top of his head on how we can actually amplify the energy that's coming in without any extra energy, how we can amplify it. And we do, I'm actually very confident that we can do something useful with this atmospheric motor.
Well, I believe so as well. And it's like the Earth battery. Earth battery by itself don't seem very impressive, but once you start running capacitor banks in there and little circuits that kick on and off at a certain voltage, then you start getting a serious power going on.
Yep.
So
exactly,
the possibilities are there, and that's what
possibilities are endless, my friend. Possibilities are endless. The only possibility that isn't is the one you close your mind to.
Yeah, and that's why I'm so interested in all these anomalies.
Exactly.
Those are what's going to be the key.
Something weird happened. Then spend the next 6 months trying to work out exactly how you did it. I've said before, and I've got Mark Dancy is extremely interested in coming to see me do it. I just hope I can recreate it from America, because everything's going to be over there. But if not, I do have permission to come back to this particular property and run the tests here. And that is that I can bait electrons from the Earth.
Well,
huge statement. Huge statement, but I this is the thing. Yeah, it's video footage, and shutter speeds and all the rest of it can be an issue. I'm gonna be straight up about all of that. You know, there is a chance that even the shutter speed of my eyes played a trick on me. You know? Well, but at the end of the day, what I saw with my eyes and what came up on that video was exactly the same thing. And that was from my earth rod to the toroid of my Tesla coil, in that direction, in that order, from the earth rod to the toroid, is the direction in which the sparks were jumping. So that means that energy was leaving the earth,
yep,
and going into my Tesla coil, not the other way around.
The if you can take just a regular high voltage power supply or an oil burner igniter, and you hit that towards the ground, you'll see that those electrons are coming up through there. You're literally,
yep,
baiting electrons.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and
to be quite honest, I don't know how I did it. I have the device. I have it all squared away. I know exactly how I put it back together. But as for why and how, I have no idea. You know that?
Well, I'll tell you what.
So it's,
brother,
something for us to nut out.
That's
part of virtual labs, you know?
It's going to be an exciting year.
It is, my friend. It is. And, you know, it's something Chrissy McMahon, she's, for those of you who don't know, is a host of Awake Radio, who we simulcast on. And hello to all the boys and girls out there at Awake Radio. But Chrissy McMahon and I have been talking for the last couple of months, and we both are very much of the opinion that it just seems like at this present moment in time, everything is just falling into place. And not just a little bit. Everything is falling into place perfectly.
Oh, yeah. While it's on my mind, I want to give a shout-out to my friend Steve out there, Granada Steve. He's had a few health problems, and we send our prayer and loves out to him, and hope for him the best so he can get back in here with us and, you know, do what it is that we're doing. But just want to let him know that we all love him, and we're keeping the dream alive, and we will continue to do so, you know.
Yeah, much love to you, Steve, and we hope you get better very quickly, mate.
Yeah. But we got, like I said, we got an exciting thing going on. It's up to us to keep the ball rolling. And for those of you who want completely off the grid, like I said earlier, you know, if you decide you want to take the a little less luxurious route, you can start off by building your house on a 12-volt system and some solar, you know. You don't have to have high-tech stuff in order to be comfortable, but the cheap route off the grid is solar, wind, hydroelectrics. If you live near a stream, there's so many different methods by which you can actually charge batteries up. It's just ludicrous.
Induction off the power lines. I mean,
yeah. Hey, they got little testers, you know, the AC testers. They'll wirelessly tell you whether or not there's current flowing through a line, so you can track field out to its furthest spot.
It's doable.
As long as you ain't on their property, then it was in the air, I used it.
That's right, exactly right. Yeah, you can't be in trouble for harnessing radio waves now, can you? No matter what their frequency may be.
Nope. And with that said, there's so many frequencies out there flying around, and I'm really excited about this little crystal deal that I put the video in the Shaziz chat room.
Yep.
Because that basically confirms a lot of things and shows that it doesn't take a whole lot of energy to get something moving.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with that said, crystals, those are a really big part in what I'm working on with my plasma reactor as well.
Yeah.
Because everything out there, no matter how you want to look at it, you're looking at kilohertz, megahertz, or whatever. You're talking about wavelengths, and so energy is transmitted into forms of wavelengths. Different wavelengths of light, you know, equals different colors, and so on and so forth. So, you know, you might just very well be able to build the right radio system that will send wireless energy to charge all your devices, or heck, even bait electrons out of the earth by pulsing a Tesla coil every time it fires.
Exactly. Yeah, just simply like that is exactly how a Tesla coil was designed to work, wasn't it? Harmonic resonance.
Yep. And so, thinking outside the box, that's the key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, every single thing in this universe has a harmonic resonance from your coffee cup to your left hand.
Yep.
You know? It may be in the picto-hertz range, the terahertz range, or even higher. But that is where these things exist. Everything's a vibration. And it sort of sounds like, you know, a dude on acid or something, but that's quite true.
Well,
that is exactly what everything in this universe is, from you right down to the smallest particle. Everything is just a vibration. You know, and if we can tap into the right vibration, the vibration of the universe, then she is going to give us so much energy that we will not know what to do with it. Which is why we need to start out very small and, well, basically start off using the wrong frequency, because we just want to get using the fractional waves. We want to take incremental steps up to it to see
where. For safety purposes.
Exactly. Because, like, okay, to match the harmonic resonance of the Earth, it would take something like 36,000 kilometers worth of wire. Now, that's the diameter of the Earth. Well, maybe it's 42. Anyway, we did the math one day. It was some crazy phenomenal numbers. Whatever the distance around the Earth is actually the length of wire you would need.
But could you shorten all of that by, instead of using copper wire for your conductor, use plasma for your conductor?
Well, maybe Shaziz. You might be right on the ball there with something.
So, you know, instead of using a ton of copper windings on the traditional Tesla coil, I decided to use a coil of copper tubing and a sphere in order to get more surface area in a lesser space, if you know what I mean.
Yep. But my point, just going back to my point for a moment, is that we want to be very incremental in how we approach these frequencies, because if we were to go to the effort of building this giant, phenomenally sized coil that matched the harmonic frequency of the Earth, then we would literally be drawing energy directly from the Earth, and the amount of energy that would come from that would create trouble.
Yeah.
So this is probably this is probably the most important fact, and the reason why you'll always see us being very slow in progression with Tesla coils and other similar devices, because you don't want to be running in head first. One thing I've been very aware of with my Tesla coil setup, while I've been drawing electrons from the Earth, as it were, is drawing a lightning bolt down from the sky. You might go, huh? What? How could you do that? Well, it's quite simple. The fact that I'm creating a potential difference in my device. I'm basically giving the electrons that are floating around out there in the atmosphere somewhere to go. They're attracted to a place that has a lower amount of electrons.
Well, let me prove your point by this. Whenever lightning occurs, it's because the atmosphere is positively charged and the Earth is negatively charged. When the positive charge at the top gets high enough, it literally ionizes the air, which creates ozone and basically creates a path that the electrons can now flow. So Tesla coils, if you know what a Tesla coil does, it creates ozone, and so that's where you get that nifty little breakout up into the top load there.
Yep.
So, you know, that's where the key is. Now safety-wise, you obviously don't want a 40-mile-high freaking Tesla coil, because you...
it's just crazy, phenomenal sizes.
Yeah. But the potential's there. It's shown on a small scale. It can be scaled up or scaled down, and that's for why Tesla was going to build the tower at Wardenclyffe to prove that he could generate electricity and send it, you know, clear around the globe. And had he not been interrupted, then we wouldn't be talking today about trying to build alternative energy devices, because he'd already had it solved.
Yeah, we'd already have one, wouldn't we? But, you know, so there were some nasty people out there who thought it would be much better in their interest if they kept that from us and kept feeding us oil and gas and
And another thing on the safety portion of the thing about frequencies is I've got a 5-disc CD changer that I hit the right frequency and that thing went berserk and now it'll never work. And there are frequencies that will literally vibrate your metal fillings right out of your face. So you got to be a little cautious.
And talking about harmonic resonance, I see Dame Shannon has just joined us in the chat room there and brought up what I mentioned to her today about we've got a dog here at home, and I have never ever experienced this before, but this particular dog's bark has got a very close resonance to my skull. And when it barks, it's like being beaten in the side of the head with a baseball bat. I kid you not, Shazam.
I believe you.
It barks and it smacks me in the side of the head. It hurts.
I believe
you. Really, really hurts. But it doesn't hurt like the outside of my head. It hurts the inside of my head.
Proof positive.
It's not through my ears.
Proof positive of what you're talking about is some folks out there are really agitated by the sound of fingernails going down a chalkboard. You know, that frequency is irritating. And there are certain songs that you listen to that just seem to nauseate you, make you sick to your stomach. Yep. And then there's also other songs out there that make you feel like getting up and dancing and stuff, you know. So frequencies are what makes the world go round as far as I'm concerned.
Yep, that's exactly right, mate. That's what it's all about.
Once we learn to tap into that particular style of energy, then you're talking about not having to have very much power to actually do things, you know. And one of the other things that, you know, it always comes to my mind every time I talk about frequency is the medical capabilities of what you could actually do, you know, like Dr. Royal Raymond Rife and his Rife machine that he created, you know.
Some people, that is an amazing discovery, that one that was suppressed.
Yeah, some people call it, what is that, the hack science? Or what? No, that's not the word I'm looking for. There's some sort of weird name that people tag them kind of medical devices with. But either way, you know, it wasn't beyond the realms of science. I mean, for Pete's sake, we talked earlier about looking back in the time about how life imitates art, and on there they had a communicator that we now like have on a cell phone where we can call people from around the world, and it just strikingly resembles it, you know. And in all the Star Trek movies, you see these guys using this machine that they're healing people with, you know, by tuning it to the right frequencies and getting the cells to heal faster and so on.
And yeah, well, the idea of the Rife machine was actually to hit the resonant frequency of a virus
and or kill
any other living organism for that matter and kill it.
Yep,
it would vibrate it to death.
Well,
but whilst at the same time leaving every other cell in the body perfectly intact because it's miles off from that particular frequency.
Yep. And you know, if you think about it, I keep bringing microwaves up. Microwaves are some space age technology. You are vibrating a dipole molecule to the point where it gets hot and cooks your food. And if you leave it in there long enough, we'll literally catch it on fire. So
you get those little electrons rubbing, or those little molecules, you get them vibrating, they start rubbing together with each other, and you know, the same as you start rubbing your hands together, what does it create? It creates heat, but the problem with a microwave is that it also molecularly changes your food.
Yeah.
So you're no longer actually putting in what you thought you were putting into your body, you are putting in literally an anatomically mutilated food now into your body. You know,
All the nutrients.
Well, yeah, exactly. And whenever I'm forced to actually eat microwave food, like as most of you will know, I actually eat out in my lab. I don't eat with the people I live with. I wander out here. I actually have a little bit of copper wire that I've got attached to the earthing of my shed, and I'll sit that inside my food for about 4 or 5 minutes. Just to make sure that I've gotten rid of all those free electrons running around inside my food, because
so you ain't glowing in the dark.
Well, see, it creates something called free radical. Okay? And this is where, when... It comes back down to potential difference, where, you know, the food you're putting into your body there, all of a sudden, it isn't what your body would normally take in. Being that... How can I best explain it? It's
synthetic.
Because you've now charged up the food. There's all these extra little electrons. So anywhere in your body that might be of a lower potential, so basically less electrons, they will try to go to, and they're not meant to go there. If they were meant to be there, they would already be there. And this is what a free radical is. It gets in there and it overcharges things, or in the opposite effect of it, it removes them.
And hot cheese and put a blister on your face.
Yeah, this is true.
But anyway, you know, back to the Rife machine, you know, everything has a frequency, even individual cells and bacteria, you know, they all have their own separate mass, their own separate little entity, so to speak. And so with that said, I believe that the Rife machine really worked.
Yep. No, I will bet both mine on the fact that the Rife machine worked. Basically, you know, I mean, as we discussed before with the atmospheric matter, we, between us, know that this stuff does exist and does work. And the Rife machine is just another pure example of harmonic resonance at play, you know. It just saddens me that, you know, that there was a bunch of doctors who all got together and said, beautiful, you know, we've cured disease, this is wonderful. There was a dinner of like 500... people from around the world who all supported this machine. Within 12 months, all but two of them pulled out.
Yep.
And turned around and said that Rife was a fraudster.
Yeah, it's...
It's
sickening because...
I don't understand that. Well, I do understand it. I understand exactly why they did it. Because, everyone got excited, everyone was hyped up. We've ended cancer, we've ended... You know, all these diseases, what a wonderful time to be alive. Turned to each other and went, oh, but wait, we're out of a job.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. You can't sell drugs if there ain't nobody sick. You know, you can't sell bullets if ain't nobody at war.
Exactly.
So the same
reason we don't have free energy, we don't have a harmonic resonant device that can kill viruses. Because someone realized, oh, look at the money we're going to lose.
Oh, yeah.
We can't have that.
Now you got a stockpile of aspirin and you can't sell it because nobody has a headache.
Well, exactly. Or there's no, your 6 years at school is now wasted because we don't need doctors anymore.
But the whole thing is here.
It's stupid.
Here it is.
It's a stupid way to think because they needed people to run the Rife machine.
Yeah.
So doctors would still have had a job, but obviously. Pharmaceutical got into them, threw a bit more money in their direction, and all but two caved. Yeah. And I'm sorry, but when you've got, 500 people versus two, them two ain't even got a look in.
Well, you know, the same thing happened to Tesla. You know, he had the answer, and they didn't want it. They didn't like the answer because it meant they weren't going to make no money. And here's folks out here that, on the surface will claim, our corporation cares about you. So we do all this research so that we can make our products better for you so they're healthy and so on down the line. And then they list a long list of possible side effects, not excluding death, when there was a guy out there who had the answer to, basically eliminate that problem from the get-go.
Yep.
So they don't have your best interest at heart. Here at Shaziz Radio and Awake Radio, No Borders, and We Roar and all the other networks rebroadcasting, we got a dream. And we're coming together in mass quantities because we all see eye to eye. You know, we see the ludicrousy of the system as it stands. And, if we can't get filthy, stinking rich making an alternative energy device, we can do something even better, and we can make the whole world a better place by, like Tesla said, you know, there wouldn't be no wars if everybody had free energy. You know?
Yep. Yep.
Wouldn't there be no reason to.
I can guarantee every single person out there who works on alternative energy, and I can make this claim with backing. I do know my knowledge here. That if you were to design and or replicate and put out to the public for nothing, for free, a working free energy device, there are people out there ready, willing, and able to cut you a dirty, great, big, fat check and give you a pat on the back and say thanks very much. I personally know one of them with a checkbook like that.
Well, as long as
painting and worrying about getting rich isn't an issue.
As long
Let's
as it
save the world.
As long as it ain't a case of here you sign all the rights over this and it's mine.
Definitely not. you know this person as well, but we're not going to mention their name.
But,
and we both know that this person is not going to ever ask for a contract. They expect it to be virally put on the internet.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I want it to be out to as many people as humanly possible, as fast as possible, so that everybody has the information. And like I always say, you can't sell a widget if everyone has a widget.
Exactly, brother.
And yep. I'm not looking to get rich anyway. I want my kids, my grandkids, and their kids, and so on into the future, to live in a world that isn't jacked up, man. I don't want to.
Yep.
I don't want to think about one of my grandchildren joining the military and going over and getting shot, and all kind of stuff.
Like things like that, mate. I remember being a kid and having a fella at our local RSL, which is a Return Services League club, turned around to me and said, if war ever broke out, mate, I would take you and your sister out of the bush and I'd let no bastard near you. Meaning that he honestly would not have let us go to war to go fight for our country. This was a man who had been to war for our country and had come back and realised what the real deal was, And in that, there's no way I, to this day, would let any man, woman, or child go to war. I would protect them to the hills and keep the, the collection of people far away from them.
I put a comment on a deal that I seen a video last night. I don't know if you may or may not have seen it on Google Plus, because every time I make a comment, it goes there too. But
yeah.
There was a particular video that I was watching that was sitting there talking about the Jews did this and the Jews did that or whatever, Essentially, they're talking about a war, and these kids were talking, these were comments that were in the comment section. The actual video was about some kids talking about how they don't want peace with the Israelis because the Israelis killed their mom and their pop. Now,
yeah.
That's a terrible thing. That is terrible. But the worst problem to this whole thing is that now these children are going to grow up to be the future warriors who's going to go out and kill some other child's mom and pop.
That's right, mate. They literally have created racism in order to separate us. And what is the first rule in the art of war, Shaziz?
Divide and conquer.
Exactly right, brother. So by making us all racist against each other, we are only biting into that. We are allowing them to divide us and conquer us, because they don't even need to fight us. They're pitching each other against us. They're trying to make us Australians hate you Americans, and they're trying to get you Americans to hate the Afghanis and the Afghanis to hate the rest of the world. And
Because at the end of the day,
I do not care what your background is. I don't care what country you came from. I don't care what happened in your past. You are who you are now. And if you are a nice person, come around to my place, have a barbecue and a beer. Mate, I don't care what country you're from.
Yep, I agree, brother. But at some point, the chains have to be broken. I mean, it's a cycle of abuse. I mean, these children are being abused.
It is. And it's mental abuse.
Yeah, and at some point, the chain's got to be broken. Otherwise, it's just going to be a perpetual war. If you look over in the Middle East, they've been fighting for thousands of years. They just, at some point, somebody's got to say, hey, enough's enough, You know, I know you killed my parents, but I'm breaking the chain right here, right now. Yeah. I'm not going to war with your people, you know?
Exactly. You know, I actually want to coin a phrase for anyone who doesn't know what this means. Go and research the term. I'm pretty sure there's a wiki that explains it very well, and it's called gaslighting, to gaslight somebody. And that is effectively what your government is doing to you. All right? It's a sheer case of manipulating your reality so that you become a little bit off center. Yeah, I mean, the true intentions of gaslighting someone is to send them completely and utterly insane, which in a lot of cases they succeed in that, but what their main deal is to manipulate your reality, i.e. make you hate this race and make you hate that race and fly an airplane to that building and blame that race and make that race hate them for doing it and all the rest of it, alright? That's gaslighting somebody. That is manipulating their reality to suit your own purposes.
As long as they can keep people living in fear, then they've got the world by the tail, because they'll continuously be able to have war, they'll continuously be able to have sickness, and it's going to be up to the average Joe, the alternative researchers out there, to get out there and just do it. Don't ask for permission. Just build it. Send it out there. Let the world have a taste of real freedom, you know. We talk about sovereignty. We talk about freedom. And it's only going to come by way of us, because there ain't no representative out there that can't be bought off, as far as I'm concerned.
No, you're dead right, mate. Money talks, doesn't it? Money makes people quiet.
Well, my friend, it's been an amazing show, and Beverly's Hope show's coming up, and I'm going to play us out of here with a tune, because I believe I'm a dreamer. I know I'm a dreamer, and I think you are too, because we dream of a better world, a better place for everybody and his brother, and our children's future, so on down the line. But we got a lot of good things going, so stay tuned. Check out Virtual Labs links on there. Check out Cultus's YouTube and his website. If you want to throw that out there real quick.
No worries. Yep. You can find me at cultus.weebly.com, which is KULTUS.WEEBLY.com, or my YouTube channel, which is YouTube/Desert Experimenter, all one word, and you'll be good this week. Take care. Drop me a line, and you know, we'll take care. We love you all, and we do hope that we can succeed in providing you a better world.
Yep, I agree. Peace and love, everybody. Stay tuned for Beverly's Hope show. If you want to follow my, she's here. Say hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dylan.
All right, well, we got to go, so I'll talk to y'all later, and all the links to my YouTube and everything is on shazizradio.com. Take care. Peace and love, everybody.